Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Hezbollah hurled dozens of projectiles into Israel, including a missile aimed at Tel Aviv. The missile firing early Wednesday marked a further escalation after Israeli strikes on Lebanon killed hundreds of people. The head of the United Nations Palestinian Refugee Agency, Philippe Lazzarini, warned about the recent escalations.
Our worst fears seems to be unfolding for the time being. We have seen an acceleration over the last week. We heard yesterday about the massive exodus of the population from the south towards Beirut. We also heard that 2 days ago was the deadliest day since the end of the civil war in Lebanon.
He said the polio campaign conducted in Gaza amid Israel's war against Hamas was proof that when there's a will for action, a lot can be done.
And I would like to echo here what the Secretary General have said to the member states. Don't make Lebanon a new Gaza.
Lazzarini said his agency was also facing political attacks and said the region was witnessing international humanitarian law being disregarded on a daily basis. Beirut says Israel's offensive since Monday morning has killed at least 569 people, including 50 children, and wounded over 1,800 across Lebanon. Helene has strengthened into a hurricane, and forecasters warn that the storm will intensify as it crosses the Gulf of Mexico on a path to Florida. In an AP interview, hurricane specialist Jack Bevin of the National Hurricane Center says people need to plan.
Everybody who is in the path of Helene should be making their preparations right now because the time to make them will be running out.
President Joe Biden has declared an emergency in Florida. This is VOA News. Ukraine.